AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Pope Francis heads to Philadelphia this morning after a long day in New York. After speaking to the UN in a spin through Central Park, Francis presided over Mass at Madison Square Garden.
Pope Francis again called for the world to recognize those among us he considers some of the most fragile, migrants and immigrants. He told the 18,000 gathered for the Mass that one special quality of God's people is to see and contemplate even in moments of darkness, and God is always there.
He frees us from anonymity, from a life of emptiness and selfishness.
Before Mass, the Pope rode around the garden in a golf cart greeting some of the people there. Julie Walker, New York.
This morning, another Mass at the Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul in Philadelphia. This afternoon, the Pope will deliver a speech in Spanish at Independence Hall. He then attends the Festival of Families. Tomorrow, his final day of his trip, the Pope visits with prisoners and celebrates Mass with what could be up to a million people. House Speaker John Boehner stunned many when he announced he's stepping down as Speaker, leaving Congress at the end of the next month. Molly Reynolds with the Brookings Institution says Boehner has had a tough time keeping party members in line.
There's a real diversity of views within the Republican Party, and that it had become difficult for Boehner to accommodate all of those in his job as Speaker.
Conservatives are happy. Republican presidential candidate Florida Senator Marco Rubio says the time has come to turn the page. Today is the final day of the Hajj religious pilgrimage to Mecca. Officials in Saudi Arabia continue to grapple with the aftermath of a deadly stampede that killed at least 719 people. Iran says two TV reporters, a well-known commentator, and a former ambassador to Lebanon are among the missing. This is AP Radio News. The Obama administration has set aside $300 million as part of an effort to drastically reduce HIV infections in girls and young women in 10 sub-Saharan African nations. The goal is to reduce the infections by 25% by the end of next year, 40% by the end of 2017. Baseball's new commissioner promises to rule by the end of the year on Pete Rose's bid to be reinstated.
Pete Rose agreed to a lifetime ban in 1989 after an investigation concluded that he bet on games involving his team. In 1997, he applied for reinstatement, and in 2002, he met with then-Commissioner Bud Selig, who never ruled on the application. Now comes word that Rose and his representatives have met with new commissioner Rob Manfred. In a statement, Major League Baseball says the commissioner will issue a decision by the end of December. The MLB statement says the career hits leader met with Manfred on Thursday at baseball's headquarters. This is Jack Briggs.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.